B. Reading and culture. Read and answer the questions. You Are What You Eat was the name of the exciting exhibition they had put on at school last year. All the kids had helped to work on it, and it was a roaring success. They spent a whole term learning about the food chain, what it is, how it works, and where our place in it is. The food chain stretches right from plants, which are called primary producers because they make their own food from the sunlight, all the way through to us humans at the top of the food chain, who eat pretty much everything. Whilst the food chain is perfectly natural, it can also get a bit gruesome. Lots of animals, including most humans, are carnivores, which means they eat meat. Now, us humans mostly buy our meat ready-made in the supermarket, but all other animals have to hunt, kill, and eat their meat fresh. Animals like lions or tigers that are higher up in the food chain, thanks to their natural attributes, such as fast running, sharp teeth, or strength, are called predators. The greatest predators to ever exist on Earth were the dinosaurs. All the children have been making their own food chain throughout the school term by drawing pictures of different plants and animals, writing down information about them, and then putting it all together on a big poster. They were also put into groups to create fun games that everyone who came to the exhibition would be able to play. They even grew some plants in glass and documented the process of photosynthesis using videos, which was the special highlight of their exhibition. The kids were looking forward to it for ages, and they had so much fun when it finally arrived. Everyone was very impressed. They even ran out of the cool stickers and badges they had made to give away to people. Everyone said the whole school had really gone the extra mile to make it a special exhibition. Afterwards, the school called a meeting and gave out prizes to the students that had really gone above and beyond in helping to make the exhibition a success. Everyone from the class that put on the photosynthesis display got a special mention because they had consistently worked hard with that project and it had turned out so brilliantly. They also gave out a prize to Mrs. Kershaw, who had organised the whole event and had stayed late every day for a month, even though that wasn't strictly speaking part of her job description.